This is Jenny Allen, and you are listening to the Made for This podcast. Guys, this is a fun day. We have such special guests that I love to the moon and back. Allie and Kobe Schnacki are here, and we all fell in love with each other a long time ago, and it's just been so fun to do ministry beside you. So I got to come speak at y'all's conference, Jaywalkers.
Yes.
So if you don't know Jaywalkers, if you don't know Allie and Kobe, they are part of an incredible family that has blown up TikTok in the middle of COVID, basically. Y'all just took over the internet and reached your generation and younger in such a, well, and everybody really. I mean, you were telling me a lot of older people came to the conference too.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Yes.
So you're just reaching so many people for the Lord, and your passion and your fervor for him is so contagious. And so many people are drawn to him because of y'all and your family. And I'm so grateful. But both of these two, I mean, I've gotten to hear both of them communicate. You're both gifted communicators. The Lord has blessed you and anointed you to do this. And so it's fun. And we wanted to do an episode where we talked about what we're seeing happen in Gen Z.
Yeah.
And we were together just this past week in Tallahassee, and we got to,
I'm so excited for this.
Right. We got to watch, like, let's just talk about that first and then we'll talk big picture.
Yes.
So y'all showed up and I was so glad because it's your home state, but it's still a 4-hour drive. So thanks for that. And what did you feel? What did you notice?
Let me tell y'all something. When revival is happening, I want to be in the room.
Yeah.
So me and Colby, 3.5 hours, like that's pretty close.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But oh my gosh. Like, how many kids were there? Did you guys get a final count?
The number they said was 4,500. I don't know. It was crazy. And that was—
That's crazy.
That was a, you know, party school. Secular. Yeah. We were not expecting that.
No. Let me just, like, being from Florida, and I'm sure if you even aren't from Florida, you guys know this, but FSU, which is where we were at for this event, is one of the top party schools in all of Florida. And so when, you know, advertisements were going out, when kids were finding out that this Unite FSU was happening— The word was circulating because it was not the normal place to show up.
Right. Auburn, there's more Christians. Even
Alabama.
Right.
But like FSU.
Right.
But isn't that just how Jesus is?
Yeah.
Like he with tax collectors, like he's always with these people. And man, it was an amazing outcome. I actually want to share a really cool story. So our cousin Hunter, he is absolutely amazing. He started going to FSU a couple of years ago, really got to a point in his relationship with the Lord where he tried to do it his own way, didn't work out because it never does. Yeah. And he hit a point that he calls rock bottom. This is very paraphrasing, but he hit rock bottom and he got to a point where he was like, you know what, God, I'm here at the worst moment of my life and I'm just going to laugh because you told me I couldn't do it without you. Mm. And you're proving this to me. Mm. And so when we went up to FSU, he actually met us there for Unite FSU. And it was huge because he's in, you know, this house with like these guys that aren't necessarily believers. And after Passion, he just had this fire for the Lord that was so supernatural. I've never seen just such life breathed back into someone so fast. He told us this story as we were leaving and we were going to the baptisms because for those of you guys that don't know, y'all decided to baptize people in the fountain at FSU, which is usually for kids that are 21 years old. Like they get in it when they're 21.
They get drunk. Yeah.
Get drunk, blackout, and that's what it's for. You're not even allowed to get in the fountain, like via tradition, if you're not 21. And so he told us that almost a year exactly from that date, he of FSU, Unite FSU, that he got in that fountain for his 21st birthday, completely blacked out, drunk. And almost a year later, as we were driving to baptisms, he's like, I'm getting baptized in that fountain.
Oh my gosh, I have chills.
Well, it was funny because he wasn't going to. Like he was like, oh, they're gonna baptize people, it's gonna be cool. They're gonna put like the tubs on the stage, people are gonna go up.
And then
as soon as you said the fountain, he was like, oh, it's funny. I have to do it. And so we got in the car.
I heard that story, y'all. I mean, I posted on my Instagram, one girl, same thing. Like, I think that was a lot of people there. Y'all, they were picking up, I don't know if y'all know this, but they were picking up people in buses and telling them there was a free concert and bringing them to the event. So there were people there drunk. Like there were people at drunk.
I asked
the kids afterwards because we all went to Whataburger. I said, so you just brought all these people and didn't tell them it was about Jesus, didn't tell them anything. And I said, did you check on them? Like, were they there? He goes, oh, I could see them all. He goes, I was watching them. He goes, they had their hands raised. They were singing. He was like, they took it in. And so anyway, I mean, it was wild. Because really the students pulled it off. Like the students, certainly Unite is leading it, and Tanya Pruitt, it's her vision. But the students are the ones that are believing and inviting their friends and making sure everybody comes. It was so powerful.
Well, and for God to meet these students in a place that they felt such shame is amazing. Like cleansing. Could you like imagine just in front of all your peers, like the feeling of, oh my gosh, last time I was here and people were watching me, like I was completely blacked out drunk and I feel all that shame now and distance from God. God just meets you right there and says, boom, I'm making a new thing though.
You're new.
You're new. Yeah. Washing it clean.
Right. It was so magical. I, you know, we've talked a lot here on the podcast about moments that have been really special, including Jaywalkers. I think FSU might have been my favorite one so far. And I think it was because of that. It felt like we all went in going, we have no idea how many people are actually going to show. This is not like a super church school. Kids don't go to church on Sunday. Like, are they really going to come? And so it just felt like such a miracle. And I think it just really solidified what I feel, which I want to talk about now, which is God is doing something in Gen Z. Yes, it is in the midst of revival. It is happening. There is not a doubt in my mind. It happens every time I'm in a room with them. Like things happen. And so talk a little bit about that, what y'all are seeing and what hope you all have when it comes to that.
So one thing about the FSU thing, it was so fun because it was so random.
It was so random.
And how God just allows you to be a little bit of a part of the story where it's like, I show up.
Oh, I pulled him in the pond, y'all. I'm already found. I was like, we need help. I was like, Kobe. Like,
I'm not wearing clothes that I want to get wet at all.
Right.
But it's like, you're there and you're like, I don't want to miss this.
I got to do it.
You know? And then I look over, I see Allie in there and she's like, I don't know what I'm doing, but this is great. I don't know. I think God's taking ground. Yeah. I think that we're in a really cool point in history where whether you believe in Jesus or not, there's a desperate longing for home and something more. And I think that people are searching for something more than they ever have before. I think that the concert lights and the drinking and the alcohol and the parties, I think that's all becoming monotonous now. I don't know. I just feel like right now what I'm noticing in people is that people are longing for something deep. Whether you're a Christian or not, and real. And they're longing for connection. They're longing for something that's like actually going to fulfill them more than they ever have before, that I've seen at least. I just think that I think God's showing up in a crazy way. I think he's really taking ground. And I just think that more than ever, there's like this beckoning for something more and for home. And whether you're a Christian or not, I think people are starting to see that. And so that's what I've started noticing is that you go into these places and spaces and like people are talking about Jesus. And this is where you gotta not be really judgmental. Whereas like as like a Christian where it's like we talk about this on the podcast too, which is just like Christianity is not a switch. You know, you don't just become a Christian
And then you never ever do anything wrong again.
And I think we need grace in this area.
Well, and I would say we need disciplers.
So true.
100%.
This is about the time of year that James and I usually switch over our bedding from our winter warm down comforter bedding to our light and airy summer cotton bedding. And I have never been more excited to put on my Boll & Branch sheets. No other sheets that I've tried can compare with Boll & Branch because they are so soft and so breathable. I had heard a lot about Boll & Branch sheets, but I was a little skeptical. And so the first time I washed them and put them on my bed, I counted down the minutes till I could get in bed that night. When I tell you that they feel like butter, like they are breathable, they're cotton, they get softer every single time you wash them, and they don't get hot at night. Boll & Branch's signature sheets are the perfect way to start upgrading your sleep. They're made with the finest 100% organic cotton, and they're completely free from toxins. Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers with over 11,000 five-star reviews. And listen, they have a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. And if you don't love them, you can send them back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch. Get 15% off your first set of sheets, plus free shipping when you use promo code MADEFORTHIS at bollandbranch.com. That's Boll & Branch, bollandbranch.com, promo code MADEFORTHIS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You're talking to people that are going, how do we help? What do we do? And I say all the time, I'm like, get your hands dirty. If you know someone mm-hmm. in high school or college, you should be making disciples because they need to know how to follow Jesus. It's not a switch. Like, we all had to learn. Yeah. We all had to learn.
Yeah, I think that's what I've always admired and loved about you so much is you have expressed your heart for our generation and the generations under us. And I feel like a lot of times, and I've seen this, yeah. and I've even talked to, because we have like older women, older men that like are above us, and I love wisdom so much, show up to our events and they're like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. But God, like my time already passed. So I want the best for you guys, but I don't know what my role is in this story. Your role is right. to disciple.
Yes.
There is mass revival right. happening. It is all right. around
the
us
harvest
everywhere
is,
that we go.
Is being
the harvest
pulled. Yes,
is
it's happening.
Here, prodigal son. I have never seen more prodigal sons. You know those people like that you're like, oh, they'd never.
They're turning.
They're turning.
I know.
Like
the stories are wild.
Direction.
Yes.
It's wild. And it's every it's single day. Just yep. thousands of people. And the problem is we talk so much about if you grew up in the church and stuff, when you go somewhere, you know, you got all excited, you encounter God, you feel this church high is what we call it, or camp high. And then you go back to normal life and your normal life doesn't necessarily change except right. for you have this like new connection with God. And if we're not having disciplers in our lives, in these people in our in our generation's lives that are being saved, their roots aren't deep yet and they're going to get yanked yes. back in. We need cultivators that are pouring into us every single day and saying, you can do it and here's why. Mm. That's a lie. Let's read our Bible together. Let's do a Bible study on the Bible app. We don't even have to meet in person.
Yeah.
We like, you could start something online. Yeah. You know what I mean? Do a Bible devotional together yeah. on the Bible app. Whatever it looks like, bring girls, guys into your home. Like we need that so bad that every single day, this is what it looks like to not be swayed, to not be on the edge, to live set apart, to live holy. Which is another thing that is so different about right now is I've seen like, you know, kind of waves of, oh, there's a lot of people that are coming to church now and stuff, but there's just a new, there's a shift.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's holiness. A desire for holiness. And I was feeling it. And then I went to passion and the yeah. whole thing was holiness. Yeah. Every mm-hmm. song we sang was holiness. Everyone's word for this year is holy. And it's because there's something shifting in our hearts. Like the lukewarm spirit that has been over us, and even me before, is shedding. There's a desire for what is real and deep, and God is making himself so known all around us that nobody, now more than ever, I think, yeah. can say that he's not real. There's miracles just left and right.
No, it's so true. And I think like, even going back to like the Israelites back in the day, like the question was never like, is God real? Like they looked around and they saw and they perceived and they're like, oh, God's real. Like pillar of fire by night, right. cloud by day. God's
you
real.
You can't miss it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think the real question was like, is God knowable? Mm-hmm. Like, can we truly know this God? And I think more than ever, people are starting to like come around and say, oh, I can have a relationship with this God. I can't, like, this God does want to know me. He has been pursuing me. He has been running after me. And it's not by my will or anything that I've done. It's just by the sheer grace of God that like he's coming after me. And I think that people are just starting to see him. And like even going back to discipleship, like the church is not a discipleship. Like the church is like a place that you go, you learn about God, you praise, you worship, you get into community together. But discipleship is every day. Discipleship is getting around people and spaces and places that are constantly feeding you, constantly pouring into you, constantly yeah. teaching you, calling you higher. And it's not just about going to church and listening to a service on Sunday. Like that's not your devotion. That's not your relationship with God. That's the pastors. You know what I mean? And so I think more than ever, people just want community. I think that's a big thing too, is just the idea that community is becoming more popular than I think it's ever been before too. I don't know if you've noticed that,
yeah,
but it's like—
post-COVID, isolation was the thing and everybody got yeah. sick of it. Well, especially y'all's generation, because y'all really were in the time of your life. Like some people— you know, were it wasn't that different. But for you, it's like these were years that y'all were having so much fun and y'all had to be home. But
oh,
you
yeah.
weren't. And I think that's why people are so drawn to you too, is y'all's friendship and your family and mm-hmm. this idea that I want to be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
I want to have that. But y'all cultivate that. That's not something that just exists. That's something that y'all choose and prioritize. And you've really built your lives around having that.
Yeah, I think our big
fight for,
our big thing is like family's not blood. You know, I like we can call family blood and it is blood, but family is like how you treat people, right. how you invite people in, how you do life with one another. Yeah. It's not just about like being of the same genetic code. It's literally just saying, hey, I accept you and I love you and I want to go through life with you and I choose you. And that's anybody. Yeah. And so you look at our group and you're just like,
it's a big chosen family.
Yeah. How are these people together? And how are like, they don't do the same thing. They have different gifts, talents, and abilities. They like different things, but somehow it all works together. Mm. And that's what family is. Mm. And so our big thing is like just really redefining what family means and that it's not about where you're from or what you do or anything like that. It's literally just like, I love God. You love God. We're trying this thing out. We're doing the best that we can. We're linking arms and we're running after him with everything that we got together. Doesn't matter what you've been through. Doesn't matter what you're going through. It's just like we're choosing each other and we're running this life together.
Both of you feel called to ministry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. I think since we were younger. I think Allie and I were just, we were talking about that on the plane today. It's like all we've ever wanted to do. It's like, we didn't want to do social media. We didn't want to do this. All we wanted to do was just teach people about Jesus.
It's important to me that the supplements I take are of the highest quality, and that's why for over a year and a half, I've been drinking AG1. Unlike many supplement brands, AG1 constantly searches for how to do things better. At 52 iterations of their formula and counting, their team is always trying to find better ways to source, test, and aim to find the best quality ingredients available. So many of my friends have asked me if AG1 is real, if I actually drink it, and trust me, there's a reason why I've been drinking it for so long. Quality for AG1 isn't just a buzzword. It's a commitment backed by expert-led scientific research, high-quality ingredients, industry-leading manufacturing, and rigorous testing. At each step of the process, AG1 goes above and beyond industry standards. I know I can trust what's in every scoop of AG1 because AG1 is NSF certified for sport, so one of the most rigorous independent quality and safety certification programs in the supplement industry. Taking care of my health shouldn't be complicated, and AG1 simplifies this by making it so there aren't a million different pills and capsules to keep track of. Just one scoop of AG1 mixed in water every day. AG1's ingredients are heavily researched for efficacy and quality, and I love that every scoop also includes folate, magnesium, and ashwagandha for stress support. So if you want to replace your multivitamin and more, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first subscription at drinkag1.com/madeforthis. That's drinkag1.com/madeforthis. Check it out.
As you sit here today with this harvest that we all see, and I know this podcast is part of it, what do you dream of? What do you hope happens with your lives, with this generation? What do you see?
Honestly, I've learned in my life that every expectation that I could have on God, that he just blows into a crazy proportion. I can't even picture what even is going to happen next because it's looked so radically different every single time.
Right.
Like, and I know that sounds so ridiculous.
I get it.
But it's true. Like, I've literally had to learn to go through life day by day and say, he's going to blow my mind. Like, I have no idea what is next, but I know that if I continue to be obedient every day, that it's going to be wilder than I could even ask, think, or imagine, because that's what his word says. I truthfully believe that if we all, and I'm not talking about just us, I'm talking about you that's listening to this right now, Jenny that's sitting across from us, if we all link arms, we are so much stronger together. Everyone building their own little thing, like, no, like, we are a body. We need to link up. That's why I love, like, seeing, like, you with JP. JP? And when we link arms as a body, there is just nothing that we cannot do. I read this morning, it talks about how, like, a triple-braided cord is not easily broken, how two are good, but three together?
Yeah.
That is powerful. And that's us as the body of Christ. So, no, I'm just excited. I know that mass revival is just going to continue to happen.
I think it's just getting started. I felt that way at Auburn. I felt that way when I was at Asbury. Just this is just starting. This is like the first little whispers. And so for everybody listening that's prayed for this, because so many of you have, so many of you are the reasons this is happening today. I would love to say that I've prayed for it all my life. I didn't. I probably was cynical because I had been doing ministry for a while and the ground was kind of hard. It wasn't like it is now. And it was when I showed up at A&M in 2018 and for the first time, y'all's generation was in the room and I was like, something just shifted. But I don't believe it's just for your generation. I believe it just happened. I was at a little leader gathering and most of the people there were older than me. And I basically said, basically, woe to us if we aren't confessing our sin. Like while all of you do it and this generation, we're all celebrating. Like, but woe to us if we prayed these prayers and we aren't confessing our sin. Yeah. Y'all, they were crying. These men pastors, like they were crying. They were standing up. They were on their knees. They were confessing. And they were believing God in a different way. And so I don't think it's going to stop with y'all. I think it is going to spread to the whole church. I believe that.
We need y'all's wisdom so bad.
Yeah.
Like I truthfully believe you do not have to go into the woods to know that they're bad. Like you can learn from others' mistakes. We can learn from you guys so much, the wisdom and the relationship that you have with God, what he's revealed to you through all of these years, we need that. Yeah. We could run so much faster if we had it.
Yeah. You've told me things like that, like that you want me in your life and you've asked me for help for things when you were going over your message and thing. And then I meet other people y'all's age and it's kind of all that way. Like there's just this sense of like, tell me what I don't know. Like, help me with this. What do you think about this? And I think that is rare. I don't know that that has always been true of young people. I think y'all's generation is hungry. I think there's a sense of, teach me. I'll learn. I want to do this right. I want to please God. There's a hunger that's different.
Oh, for sure. I think we were just saying it the other day where there's something weird where you look at somebody who's older than you and it's kind of hard to receive what they're saying because you don't necessarily,
think they relate.
Yeah. But then there's something different when somebody like your age, your peer gets up there and says something. It could be the same thing, but it's just like you digest it way better. Yeah. I think there's just something that happens. Like I love listening to people older than me. Yeah. I love listening to people who have gone before me and have more wisdom than with me. I'm like, I will be the first one to let you know. I don't know everything.
I just went to a marriage conference. I'm not even engaged.
Right.
But I think like you just have to go through things in life.
Yeah.
And as you go through life, you realize like, oh, I messed up and I can actually trust the people. Like once you have the moment where you're like, oh, Dad was right the whole time, then you start.
It changes everything.
Yeah, it changes everything. And then you start to look at the people who have gone before and you're like, maybe they do know something.
Right.
Maybe their years of experience like actually does translate to my life too. Yeah. And maybe I can save a whole lot of heartache if I just listen to the people who have gone before me. But there's truth in like listening to the peers as well.
Well, just to encourage all of you, I mean, we got to FSU that night and the first song that was being sung, you could feel it. You could feel it. They were there. They were ready. Everything that was said afterwards led them to that point of repentance.
Yeah.
But there was no, they were already there. And I say that because some of you are in this generation. Some of you have kids in this generation. Some of you have prayed for this generation. I just want to say it is happening. It is not because we showed up and did this. They were ready. Yeah. Again, it's that whole verse of the harvest is plentiful and the workers are few. And so this message, if there's one thing to take away from this, it's become a worker, like disciple somebody, like the workers are few and we're all three hitting the pavement and doing this thing with the people that are hungry. And we are asking all of you to participate because it really is, it's what's needed for this to take, this to be something that their kids are following God because their lives changed in their 20s. I think it's possible, but it's going to take the church.
Reminds me of that verse, blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they will be satisfied.
Yes.
It's that was in the room that night.
Yeah.
I think like as we're just talking, I'm thinking of like the story of Jonah.
Yeah.
Like the Lord had already postured the peoples of Nineveh's hearts.
They were
ready for it. He ran away and all this type of stuff, but he went and he preached. And I think like for us or even being in this generation, as we're like going, understanding that that's what God's doing, understanding that God is softening the hearts of these people and they are ready to receive it. And there is a harvest that's ready to be harvested. And we can't be like Jonah where we just sit up there. Like we don't, like those people can't get saved. Those people, like God can't do a work in their life, and he just totally misses out on the blessing. And so, and he just sits there waiting for the destruction of Nineveh to come instead of really believing that, oh, God's going to use this generation.
That's so good.
God's going to come into these people's lives, and they're going to go after us, and they're going to impact more people, and knowing that nobody's too far gone.
Well, y'all, this is what's ahead. This y'all are it. Like, yeah. this is what God is doing. And I'm just so grateful that he's risen y'all up in your generation. Sadie, Maddie, there's so many of you that he's really anointed to lead and to pave the way. And it's just so fun to watch. And I love being in y'all's corner. So thanks for hanging out.
Thanks for having us.
That Jenny has a YouTube, and we post videos up all the time. And so go to youtube.com and search Jenny Allen. We'll make sure to post it in the show notes as well. Share it with your friends. Pass it along to someone today. And we're so glad you guys were here. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Made for This podcast.